Well, what a great Ashes series, and yet another England batting collapse handed Australia a 146 run victory in Hobart. And if you've been listening on the listener app to the Triple M cricket commentary team, Merv was on it. Also, former England great Ian Botham.
Yesterday.
Didn't he spit the dummy? Well, it looked like it anyway. Yeah. It looked like it, but there was one man there to jump on his skittles.
We can have a listen to it. We've got it here. Have a listen to the boys from the Triple M cricket commentary team.
Has he let anyone in with him?
No.
Not?
No.
No. He doesn't like sitting on his own.
Nervous watcher?
Yep. Green again to Crawley. Edge taken by Gary. Green's got three. Have some of that beef. Unbelievable scenes. Yeah. Crawley's
got to
go.
Ian Botham threw down his headphones, but they were picked up by Merv Hughes, and he joins us this morning.
Too happy to sit in the seat. G'day, Merv.
G'day, Merv.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Oh, mate, great day to be Australian.
It's a great day to be Australian, wasn't it? It was a great win, a win in, well, 3 days, another three-day test win, but a fantastic series, and really unlucky not to win 5-0. If we had held our catches in Sydney, it would have been a whitewash.
Well, that's it. Do you think, and a few people have been saying to me, that when we let this double century go ahead on day four of that, three of that test, that maybe cost us a victory? Did we let that too long?
No. I disagree with that. I know that's been said, but all we had to do was hold our catches and get that run out chance. Bairstow had a chance on a run out there, and that probably saved England. We dropped Stokes, who went on to bat for another hour and a half. So when you look at that, a lot of people are going to say we batted too long. But ultimately, if we had held our catches and played half-decent cricket, we would have won.
Merv, were Australia too good, or were the Pommies just hopeless?
Combination of both. What's going to happen is we'll look back on this and the talk will be how insipid England was, and it's not going to give the Australians credit. What the Australians did really well is that we showed our depth. So after that first win when Hazelwood went out and then Cummins himself went out for the second test match, Nessa and Richardson came in, and then they pulled up sore after the Adelaide test match. And let's not forget, Richardson took a 5-wicket haul there. Scotty Boland came in, and Scotty Boland didn't miss a beat, did he? He was absolutely fantastic. And Travis Head was dropped out for a week through COVID, a game through COVID. Usman Khawaja came in, made those 200s in Sydney, and he held his spot for the last test there. But ultimately, it was just a really good, even performance. A contribution by everyone in the Australian team, and not too many people contributed for England.
Yeah. With that last test, it looked like a horrible place to bat. They were just getting upended all over the joint. Did Travis Head win us that test on his own, do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, without doubt. He was fantastic. Went in. Australia were 3-for-12 in that first innings. And let's not forget, in the second innings, we were 6-for-60. And again, Australia had a chance where Carey was bowled on a no ball. So nothing really worked that well for England. Every time they seemed to get themselves back into a game, they just did something that was just so unbelievable that turned it around. And listen, it was a fantastic achievement by Australia. Take nothing away from them. They were absolutely brilliant. You have a look at the wicket takers. It was pretty even with Stark, Boland and Cummins himself. And then you have a look at the contribution from Richardson. The first test match, Hazelwood was almost man of the match. But the man of the series and man of the match for this game, Travis Head, as you rightly pointed out, he was fantastic. He scored runs. He scored runs at pace too. He didn't muck around, and he really gave Australia the momentum.
Merv, I tell you, our new Australian captain, because he missed one test because of COVID, but Pat Cummins must be just so stoked to be captaining this side.
Oh, he just looks so comfortable in the role, doesn't he? He's really stood up, and you know he got it. You reckon he would have been under pressure in that first test match without doubt because of the circumstances of him becoming captain. But he's just eased into the role beautifully. It hasn't seemed to upset his game. And like so many Australian captains before him, he's just gone to another level. He was a fantastic player when he wasn't captain. When he's made captain, one or two things can happen. You can almost take the role too seriously and it puts you off your own game. And it's the first time we've really seen a fast bowler be captain of a Test cricket team. And he's just handled it beautifully. There's some talk that he was going to over bowl himself or under bowl himself, but he's just managed it beautifully. So who the guys he talks to around him, and I dare say it's blokes like Steve Smith, Alex Carey, maybe Davey Warner, they've handled it really well too. But off Pat has not missed a beat.
Well, just Merv, just let you know too, and warn everyone else on the Triple M cricketry commentary team that my wife now is commentating cricket on the sidelines in the lounge chair. So just be very careful. She's doing a good job with sound effects too. So,
she could jump into the box. If there had been another Test match, I don't think Nathan would have been there. We heard James Brayshaw's assessment of Beefy Both, and it was pretty well spot on. Every time Beefy came into the room, he sort of, he was talking it up off air, and something would happen, and you just think, oh, what's going on here? And then it was just too much for him last night, just to see how England fell away. And some of the shots that the batsman played, you just looked at it. If your kid had to play those shots in the under 12, you would have kicked him in the backside.
And mate, will they keep that Test team going, you reckon?
Oh, hard to change it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to have wholesale changes. And what we've got to understand is that if you have a look at the figures, they're the guys that are doing really well in county cricket. So, combination of the players not playing well, but also the selection of the teams. Now, it started way back in Brisbane. They left both James Anderson and Broad out, so virtually collected 1,200 Test wickets on the sideline in conditions that would have suited. Then they went to Adelaide. They had a couple of changes there. They left out their fastest bowler and spinner in Adelaide. And then they went back to Melbourne. They had four changes there. And they just seemed to get it wrong from the start, and it just went from bad to worse for them.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, too, David Mick Howes from BJ Howes Metal End said you owe them a beer.
mate, that's very true. That's very true. The boys at BJ Howes Metal End, aren't they fantastic? The two brothers, I tell you what, they're hard to keep up with.
Oh, can
very
drink, can drink. Movie Hughes. Booney would give him a run for the money.
Holding your liver as we speak.
But from cricket, Triple M's cricket commentary team, Merv Hugh, thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Thanks, Merv.
No worries, guys. Cheers. Have a good day.
See you, buddy. Bye, mate.